Okay, this one feels like the thing people keep overbuilding and then rediscovering the boring answer. GraphRag is only exciting if the user actually needs to connect the dots across a corpus, not just fish out one chunk.
Right. And that's the part everyone hand waves past. If your question is basically what's the refund policy, the graph is just expensive ceremony. If it's what are the recurring themes across 2 years of complaints, the chunk model is the one that starts lying to you.
Exactly. The article is nice because it doesn't do the usual graph cult thing. It says, build the graph during indexing. Let an LLM extract entities, relationships, and claims, then cluster the thing with Leiden and summarize each community. Then at query time, those community summaries do the heavy lifting. It's almost annoyingly sensible. Each relevant community drafts a partial answer, the partials get ranked and merged, and you're grounding the answer in structure instead of hoping cosine similarity had a good day.
That map-reduced framing is doing real work here. It's basically admitting that retrieval is not the same problem as answering, which, wow, welcome to the party, everyone who has ever shipped a search box.
I know. This is such an exploring next take. The architecture that wins is the one that respects the shape of the question, not the one with the prettiest diagram.
And the evidence is actually decent for once. On the global sense-making benchmarks, GraphRag beats NaiveRag on comprehensiveness and diversity a lot of the time. And the summary layer uses way fewer tokens than dumping source text at the model.
Yeah, and the multi-hop retrieval numbers are the part I'd actually care about if I were choosing a stack. We called that five jumps from 73.4% to 87.8%, which is not a cute margin.
No, that's real. The biggest gains are on the messy cross-document sets too, which is exactly where plain vector search starts acting like it only read the first page of the file and got bored.
That is such a Tyler description of vector search. But the controlled head-to-head is what makes this less like a sales pitch. Plain RAG still edges ahead on single-hop factual lookup, while graph-guided retrieval pulls ahead on multi-hop reasoning.
And the ICLR benchmark from this year is basically the clean boundary line. Simple fact retrieval is a tie or a tiny win for chunks, while complex reasoning and contextual summarization favor grasp by a lot.
So the product story is not replace your retriever. It's more like route the questions. If the corpus is a case file, an incident history, a research library, or a knowledge base with lots of cross links, the graph has a real job.
Right, and if it's a small, flat corpus or people mostly ask point lookups, the graph is overhead you don't need. That's the boring answer, and somehow the boring answer keeps winning.
That is such a Tyler line, honestly. Also, I think the cost caveat matters a lot more than the article wants to admit. Full graph construction with LLM extraction is not cheap, and if you're indexing a moderate corpus against GPT-4o, that budget gets uncomfortable fast.
Yeah, and the LLM judge issue is the other shoe. If the win rate depends on another model deciding the winner, you have to be much more careful about the margins and the glossy charts make it sound.
Which is why I actually like the hybrid conclusion. Not because it sounds balanced and mature and podcast why, but because it's the least fake answer. Use graph retrieval where the question is relational, use chunks where it's literal, and stop pretending one index is a religion.
Yeah. That's the part that feels operationally real. The system that wins is probably the one that can tell the difference between find the fact and make sense of the mess, not the one that graphs every scrap of text because the diagram looked cool.
We really are still doing this 825 episodes in. Okay, Tyler, I'm calling it there before we start inventing a router as a personality trait.
Please don't. We've suffered enough for one Wednesday.
Fair. I'm off to pretend I'm not weirdly delighted that the boring answer won again, Tyler.